know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This day is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this frigid Sunday evening. I know the weather, Mother Nature, I really, really don't like you. If you're in the D.C. area, I don't know what the hell was going on today. I knew it was supposed to rain, but I don't know if it was snow, hail, sleet. I don't know, but it was doing some crazy crap today. And I got soaked because I decided to be cute and cold and not carry an umbrella. So my hair got a little wet, but it is what it is. I'm ready for it to be spring, like for real, because I'm a spring baby. My birthday's coming up in a few weeks, so it better not be cold, as if Mother Nature's really going to listen to me. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome back. So happy that you decided to join me on this, like I said, frigid Sunday evening. And I'm losing my voice. Pardon. We got a special guest in the studio joining us for the second time. It's up to Joey LaFaro. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
I am just peachy. Just peachy. Are you enjoying the weather?
No, not even sort of. Like, that's just ridiculous. I have no idea what's happening. I mean, it's supposed to be spring, right? We started on the 21st. We're almost a week in.
I'm just disgusted. I don't know how else to say it because I'm just over the weather. Yeah. I want it to be warm. You know, I'm tired of wearing coats, you know. I need to take my coat to the cleaners, but I can't take it because I have to keep wearing the damn thing.
I just don't like the fluctuation. Outside midday, it's like 50 degrees. I don't need a jacket. And then, like, the night, it's like, what did I do? What choice did I make?
32 degrees outside. I don't even know. I should look at my little weather forecast app. But you know what? Who cares? I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. But here on this Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because dating sometimes can be a little ugly. And speaking of ugly dates or bad dates, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. That's there for you to post your bad date stories and relationship woes and whatnot. Keep in mind, April 26th, we're having our bruncheon. Well, I call it a bruncheon, even though that's not a word. But it's a brunch and relationship forum. We're talking about why am I still single? That's the topic of discussion. Get your tickets from stillsingle.eventbrite.com. It's going to be a smashing good time because, you know, it's a buffet. You know, everybody loves a buffet.
Yeah.
You know, unlimited mimosas. That way you can get a little tipsy. Or maybe not. Champagne gets you drunk faster. I've learned that the hard way.
Really?
Yes.
I had that experience.
The bubbly. The bubbles.
It doesn't hit me that way.
Oh, okay. If you have a couple mimosas, you might change your mind.
Might have to try that.
But yes. Come on out. Get your tickets. Once again, it's stillsingle.eventbrite.com. We're going to have a great time discussing why am I still single? Because some people just don't know. I know why I'm single. I don't know about y'all, but I know why I'm single. But some people just don't know. But that's not what we're talking about tonight, because tonight we're talking about double dipping. You know, so you meet someone, you go out a few times, you know, perhaps you had sexual relations, and at the end of the day, it didn't work out. You know, you parted ways, and a few years later, this person resurfaces. Not because they want to get back with you or anything like that. It's because they're actually dating one of your friends. So what are you to do? Double dipping. Don't answer the question now. Think about it. Think about it. You know, like I said, you two parted ways amicably. And I just hit my foot. Ouch. And you see that this person that you used to kick it with behind the scenes with one of your friends. What do you do? Is double dipping a good thing? Is it a bad thing? How do you handle that situation? Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow. Once again, the numbers 301-560-6992. We're talking about double dipping. Is it okay for your friend to date one of your exes? You know, have you ever dated a friend's ex? So we're going to talk about all that tonight. Miss Marie and Joey LaFaro from Dot Comedy. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. We also got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You just heard music from a Danish group, a double play. I gave you a double play from Quadron. The song was Average Fruit, and right before that was Unpatience. And I started off with Electric Feel by MGMT. Because I love music. But tonight, we are talking about double dipping. Is it okay to double dip? Is it okay to deal with or date a friend's ex? So like I said before, so you meet someone, you go out a few times, perhaps had a sexual relationship with that person, but at the end of the day, it didn't work out. You two parted ways amicably and moved on. Fast forward a few years, and this person that you used to date has resurfaced. Not because they're trying to date you, but they're dating one of your friends. What do you do? Does it matter? Is the friend wrong? Do you end the friendship? Do you let your friend know? You know, is it a big deal? So that is what we're talking about today. So, Joey, is it a big deal? Do you tell your friend?
Am I the one that's dating the ex, or am I the one whose friend's dating the ex?
Whose friend is dating your ex?
Friends date my ex. Depends on the ex. I mean,
they don't know anything about it. They don't know that you guys. I mean, it was purely like it might have been just a sexual relationship. They know nothing of this person, and you happen to, let's say you go to a barbecue,
okay,
and you see your friend Johnny, and he's with Susan. Used to deal with Susan a couple years ago. It's just a little fling. Do you need to tell Johnny that, hey, you know what? I was with Susan, you know?
I mean, that could go both ways, too, because you can have it where I know something from that relationship, and there's a reason I'm not in it anymore. Do I share that information with him?
Mm-hmm.
But he
really likes her.
He really
likes her. He's been telling me, like, hey, Joey, I met this girl. She's so great. We've been hanging out for a couple of months. I cannot wait for you to meet her.
I mean, that could go either way too, because you don't want her to say something and he's like, dude, why didn't you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so case by case,
right?
Really. I mean, it's hard to say, because like, I mean, I can't see it being a big thing. You know, I think they would want to know, but at the same time, there's so many, you know, it depends on the person too.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that guy's insecure, you don't want to give him that nugget, because then anytime he leaves you two, you and her are alone, he might think something's going on, you know?
Right.
That's a weird problem to have, and especially if you feel nothing, and it's hard to convey
that. Right, because I don't know how I would feel in that situation. I think it'd probably be awkward for me. I don't know that I want to tell my friend, and it's not because I think I'm, you know, guilty of anything. It's just I would feel some kind of way, because if it's just a sexual thing, I don't think it's necessary for me to say, you know what, I slept with Steven and he put my legs over my head. Does he do that with you? Like, I don't know how you can delicately have that conversation, because it's just weird. You don't want that person to be with that, you know, with the new guy in bed, and in the back of her mind, she's thinking of, well, I wonder if he did this with Miss Marie, and I wonder if he kissed her like this. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I would want to know that.
You don't want to be comparing really, things in your mind.
Is that valuable information? Like, what do you gain by someone telling you that they slept with somebody that you're dating now?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you really gain by it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, other than, you know, if there's...
Just getting it off of your chest, basically.
Well, if there's some... probably a nice way to say it. If there's an STD involved,
oh,
that you
absolutely.
Know about, then you might need to know. But other than that, like, I really don't. There's more harm than good, I think, mm-hmm. most of the time. You know, you don't want to lie about it if it comes up, but you definitely don't want to, like, just bring it up and talk about it.
Right, because how do you tell that person, like, you know what, I think we should go out for, you know, tea and crumpets, and by the way, I slept with your new boyfriend.
I had a hard time.
It was 10 years ago, but we slept together. Like, I don't know how valuable that is to that person.
Well, I know a couple that recently got married, and we're all, like, very close friends and friends mm-hmm. with both sides of it. But the wife, many, many years ago, at one point, I had, you know, a huge crush on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a weird conversation to, like, kept the, like, I didn't want to tell him, like, oh, I felt a certain way about your wife at one point in time or another. But it is something where it's like, and so it wasn't something I brought up, because it was like, I didn't go into detail about.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of got into a subject that was like adjacent, and he was like, yeah, I don't even know anymore about that.
Yeah, because I mean, that's just awkward.
It was. It really is.
Well, why'd you feel the need to tell him that?
I didn't really come out and tell him.
Mm-hmm.
We got on. My friend has a bad taste of bringing up her exes. Like, I don't know how. It was like the first time I met the dude, and she's talking about like 6, 7, 8 of her ex-boyfriends, and how, because we had made the comment that we were really happy she'd ended up with him,
mm-hmm.
because her history wasn't so great. And so it came down to where it was like, we were trying to compliment him and say, you know, we're really glad. But then I forgot how we got. We were going through the history there, and it was really just that case. It's like, oh wait, that might be weird. And then I was like, all right, we're gonna move on to another subject.
Right, because I mean, I feel like it's a catch-22, because if you don't tell your friend, and let's say the new boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever your ex was, whoever the person that you slept with, you know, they go and say, hey, you know, I just want to have everything out on the table. I used to date your friend Joey
mm-hmm.
back in the day. And then he's going to come to you like, why the hell didn't you tell me? And
they
then, because, you know, some people will end a friendship off of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard, because you have to know who you're dealing with, too. I mean, there's so many weird scenarios. You know, it's also, you never know. Sometimes, like, I had a relationship that was really short.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the most meaningful to me. And so it'd be hard to tell, because, like, oh, I didn't even know you guys dated. But, you know, you don't even realize sometimes how much a person can affect another person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you never know if you're playing with, you know, because you weren't, if you're not there, and if you don't remember it, and
mm-hmm.
a lot of, and, you know, specifically to the situation that we're talking about, where it's the one guy doesn't even know that happened.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't even know about anything that happened between
right.
you and that other person.
And so it goes both ways. Like, you don't know. It really depends on individuals involved. Like, some people can handle stuff. Some people can't.
Some people say they can handle it, and they really can't.
Some people are the worst with that. Some people, you'll ask, they'll give their blessing, and then they'll still be pissed about it.
Right. Never speak to you again. I don't even want to say who it was, but people that I know, it wasn't even a like ex-boyfriend type deal. It was two chicks.
Mm-hmm.
this one chick liked one guy. The guy didn't like her. He liked chick B.
Okay.
Chick B didn't like him.
Yeah.
But chick A got mad at chick B and stopped speaking to her for like 10, 15 years.
Wow.
Because the guy that she liked chick B and not her.
Yeah.
I'm just like, really? You gonna stop speaking to somebody for 10 plus years? Oh, and this was like something that happened in high school.
Yeah.
Like, she never went out with the guy. She didn't like him, but I guess he was just so head over heels for chick B that chick A couldn't take it. And didn't speak to her for like 10 plus years. Like, what the hell sense does that make?
I mean, I can only see it in the sense that it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it where, yeah, that's messed up on her part to not want to speak to her friend for that long.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it where a girl will do this stuff where she has the opportunity. She knows she's not interested. She has the opportunity to let the guy know that because she doesn't want to hurt his quote-unquote feelings.
So she'll egg him on.
Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot. And a lot of people don't like process that. Like, ladies, if you have the opportunity to cut a guy off, cut him off. It's going to be less painful for everyone. It'll suck for that one day. But
cut him off. You should have been here last week.
Jeez.
How do I tell somebody I don't like them? Okay. But I mean, I'm still at a loss, because if you tell your friend that, hey, I used to kick it with so-and-so, the friend's going to be pissed and they might break it off with the chick or the dude that they're with, when it might not be a bad idea for them to stay together because you like her or you like him. It didn't work out between him and I. Why don't you just stick with him? Like, it was just a sexual thing, or we went out a couple times. What's the big effing deal?
Yeah,
that was 10 years ago. That was 5 years ago. Why does it matter?
You kind of got to look at it on a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. I got to believe. But the other thing, too, I'm going to consider is, I mean, the one thing you definitely don't want to do is be open to talking about it. If they ask, you need to deal with it. Don't lie to them. That's going to dig yourself a grave right there, because then if it does become a sticking point, then it's going to come out. Someday, she's going to get drunk and mention it, or he's going to get drunk and it's going to come out. Like, someone's going to make a mistake and, you know, the word slips. Just be honest if it comes up. And I'm not saying, you know, if you think it's best not to bring it up in the first place, and, you know, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Especially early on in the relationship, because you have no idea where that's going to end up.
I mean, I've been in a situation that, well, it wasn't like a close friend, but I was seeing this one guy, and it was cool, and he said something about, yeah, I know so-and-so. And I was like, the name sounds familiar, but I don't know who that is. Like, and then when I mentioned the guy that I was seeing to somebody else that I was friends with, he was like, oh, he used to date blah, blah, blah. And he gave the chick's nickname. I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Because I never really called her by her real name. So I definitely felt some kind of way. I was like, dang, I used to, like, date her guy. I mean, we weren't, like, the best of friends, but I didn't feel the need to tell her either. Like, what's the point of me walking, like, hey, you know, we used to date. Like, I don't see that being necessary. I mean, in that situation, if it's somebody that you're close to and you slept with their, you know, they're dating your now ex that they don't know anything about, like your ex-fling. I don't even want to say it's an ex-boyfriend, like an ex-fling. Like Joey said, doing a case-by-case basis, but I would want to pull that guy aside and say, hey, you know, I know we hung out 8 years ago. Should we have a united front and go talk to so-and-so?
That's a good way to approach it, too.
Are you going to tell her, or should we tell her together? Do you think it's necessary? She really likes you. I have no feelings towards you. I don't want anything else to do with you. Like, you're cool. I'll say hi. I have no ill feelings, but...
That can get messy, too, though. You never know. There's a breakup. You never know who was feeling it more or who wasn't. Sometimes, you know, it could be a tricky situation, and they might go, oh, this guy knows this guy, this could be a mess. And then they, you know, you might be ending it for your friend
right
then and there, just because she finds out that you know him.
Mm-hmm.
And or, you know, that way, because that might be too hard for them to deal with, too.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm on the fence with it, because I don't know that I want to tell somebody if it was just a sexual thing. Like, I don't know if I really need to tell you that, because I feel like that's throwing it in your face. Like, oh, you know what? I hit that.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
Especially if it was bad, too. Yeah. Girl, did you see his penis? It is so small. Yep. Like, you can't have that conversation with somebody, or no. It's just, because she might be satisfied with it. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Give us a call. The number is 301 501-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. I'm going to go to, I posted the question in a couple of Facebook groups. See, we do have a Facebook group, but I'm not going to tell you what the link is because it's too damn long. So I'll actually post it on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thisdateisover. Miss White said, leave it alone. They will think you are a hater. So she wouldn't even say nothing to her friend about it. Dell said, if you're my friend, I want to know. I don't believe that. I don't know any man on the face of this earth that wants to know that their girl has been sleeping with one of their friends in the past.
If they want to know because they don't want to date her. Oh, you hit that? Nope, I'm not doing that anymore. Oh, sorry, we have to break up, boo.
But why does that matter? Like, if you are really feeling this chick, y'all, I mean, she's perfect. She is the apple
know your friends.
Of your But that was years ago. That was like 5 years ago. You know, like, why does it matter if this happened 5 years ago? We just kicked it once or twice, and, you know, it was what I needed at that time, and that was it. It was nothing more.
I think people have certain, you know, especially with guys, there's a lot of that one-up stuff, and there's that, you know, you have those frenemies, those guys that, you know, you're friends, but you also, like, are rivals, so it's one of those situations, then it becomes the thing. It also could be the other thing, because you also see a lot of those situations where you'll have, like, a group of guy friends,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll have, like, that one girl that hangs out with them, and just through process of elimination, they'll have dated several of the guys in that group.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it kind of, like, you kind of want to, you know, you kind of already know in that situation what's going on. It's not, you know, unknown. It's like, oh, she dated so-and-so before me. And that,
right.
And that's more of a, dude, is this okay? Are you cool with this? And...
I know you hit it right, but I think I kind of like Sheila now. So, what's up? Can I get with it? Will you be mad? I don't know. The rules of engagement when it comes to dating a friend's ex or an ex-fling, what are they? Give us a call. The number, once again, is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also, once again, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We'll be right back after the break.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Head back to the beginning of time. No, nothing, nowhere, or no one to find. We follow the moonlight, chase after the sun. Searching for some peace of mind. Searching for the silver line. Stop, turn, look and see. Pause, breathe, run and dream. Stay strong, live, leave. Move, love, across seas.
You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make sure you tune in each and every Sunday night on The Flow for the State is Over Radio. Also, make certain you go to the website, thestateisover.com, and post your bad date stories. You will also see the flyer and the link to get your tickets to our brunch and relationship forum, the Why Am I Still Single Brunchin', as I call it, on April 26th. So get your tickets. So you can go to thestateisover.com for more details. And you just heard music from King. That was on the Robert Glasper Black Radio Experience, Part 1. The song was Move Love. I love that song. But tonight we're talking about double dipping, dating a friend's ex. And the scenario that I came across that somebody inboxed me about was this woman asked me to ask you guys, is it okay to date her friend's ex husband? They've been divorced for 3 years. I guess her best friend lives in another state, and she happened to bump into the chick's ex-husband. They hit it off. And she'd like to know, is it okay for her to date her friend's ex-husband? They've been divorced for 3 years. She asked her friend if it was okay. And her friend said, supposedly said, it was okay. What would you do? What would you tell her in that situation?
I mean, I got it. Well, she did the right thing. I was like, you better be asking your friend that first.
Right.
3 years is interesting for, like, with, you know, you're getting into a different ballgame when you're talking marriage. I mean, how long was the marriage, too, is a factor. You know, you're talking like it was a 3 or 5 year marriage. The 3 years is probably fine.
15? Yeah, 5 years maybe is a little more reasonable.
I don't give a damn how long it was. If I took the time to plan this entire wedding, because you know women always in the plans when it comes to weddings. Mm-hmm. I went to marriage counseling with this dude. And, you know, we walked down the aisle and took those vows before God. And that's 3 years later, even though we took those vows, we broke those vows by getting a divorce. And you want to date my ex-husband? That's a little weird to me. You know, I that's weird because, you know, my goal was to commit my life to this man. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And you were probably one of my bridesmaids if you were my best friend. I'm going to be thinking like, well, how long were y'all kicking it while we were together? You know, how did you all of a sudden start liking him? Were you checking him out while we were together? Like, did y'all have some type of secret rendezvous? Is that why our marriage didn't work out? So I don't know. Like, why would you want to date somebody that I was clearly in love with enough to marry?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, this is where it comes down to knowing your friends.
Right.
If I know my friend is paranoid about stuff like that, then, yeah, I don't want to give them that reason. You gotta look at it too, and why do you want to date that person? Some people do get into that situation where they're trying to one up their other, you know, their friend or their, you know, thing, or they, it's not even conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta be honest with yourself. Am I really trying to date this person because I want what I thought they were gonna have,
mm-hmm.
or because I think I can outdo them with that relationship, or is it just honestly they're the right match for you?
Right. Yeah, girl, you didn't know how to treat him, so he had to get him a real woman. I would feel so uncomfortable because if you're my best friend, I want you to go to all these different places with me. Like, I want you to check this out. You know, we got to go to this restaurant. And then you're like, you know what? I got to bring my new man, which is your ex-husband. I don't want to be seeing him like 24/7.
Didn't they say it was in the same city?
But even if she came to town, you know, like, I would still feel weird because in this day and age of social media, you know, when people get in a relationship, what they gonna do?
Yeah.
Post me and my boo, me and my baby, me and bae, or whatever you want to call that person, is gonna be all over social media, and I gotta see that.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not like I'm gonna be friends with you on social media if you're my ex, especially an ex-husband.
Well, that's why when they ask you for permission, you think about that really hard. Don't be mad at yourself. Look, if you can't handle that, say no. Don't feel like you have to say that it's okay just so you don't come off a certain way. Because it's going to come off a lot worse if you go back on it later. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, on the one hand, you know, you like to think that your friends know you well enough to make the right call. But we don't always know. I mean, as human beings, we're all faulty to error, and when you want something, it's easy to rationalize around what you want.
Right. But I know I'm going to feel some kind of way. You know, I couldn't imagine anybody that I was close to dating my ex Like, first of all, I'm like, damn, he was an effing jerk. You really want to get with that? Like, I would feel some kind of way about that. And I guess I shouldn't even worry about it because we're not together anymore. So why does that even matter to me if we're not together? But I know that I would definitely feel some kind of way, you know, somebody I've had years in history with and you saw how you treated me. Why would you want to go after that?
Yeah.
And but it could, they could have very well been a match, because if he and I didn't work out, then perhaps he would do better with one of my friends. But do you sever the relationship?
Well, it also could be like people break up for different reasons. Sometimes it's just because people change, they grew apart. That might make that person, that change may have made that person a better fit with someone else. May just happen to be that other fit was with your friend.
But then I'm going
to
be even more pissed. I'm like, look, girl, I built him up, which is an immature attitude. Like, look, I built him up, made him a better person. And now you got everything that I worked hard for. I know, you know, of course, that's an immature way to look at it. But I would definitely feel some kind of way if that was one of my friends. Because, you know, you're my best friend and... You kicking it with my ex-husband now?
Yeah.
You you were the my maid of honor.
Yeah.
Like.
And again, it comes down to you're given the opportunity to say, I'm not okay with it. Or just be honest. Like, look, I don't know. I don't feel that way right now. But I can't say that I won't, you know, a couple of weeks from now when when it sinks in. I mean, that's the other thing. People feel that way right away. You should never make that on a snap decision. Don't make that, you know, if someone asks you that question, you need to wait like a full week to give an answer. Because you don't want to be coming back and being like, you know, oh, yeah, that's fine.
And I then do a week feel later, some kind of way now.
Yeah.
I thought I could handle it, but I can't. But at the same time, people's feelings change. So you do have a right to go back and say, you know what, I know I kind of just blurted out that it was cool. But to be honest with you, I'm really not cool with it. And now I feel some kind of way about you.
Right, but you've already given that friend the opportunity to have time to let their, let you know, anything they were holding back for that relationship now is gone into it. And now they're more invested, so it makes it even harder for them to deal with it. Because now, before it was something like, oh, I kind of want to see where this goes, now they're invested in it, and it's harder to break away for your sake as a friend. So now I gotta decide, I gotta do the right thing for me, or I gotta do the right thing for my friend.
Right. And that's a hard part. Like, if this guy does everything for me and he's my friend's ex, what do I do? Well, first of all, I couldn't even see myself entertaining that conversation, number one, for it to even go there. But you never know. Some people could, you know, like I said, they could be in a different state. Like, let's say I moved to, I don't know, Florida, and I talked to my best friend, and she was like, well, you know Pete, you know, we're not together no more, but he lives in Florida. Talk to Pete. He can show you around. He'll probably help you find a job, blah, blah, blah. Cool. I meet up with Pete, and we're hanging out a whole lot, and then, boom, I start developing feelings for Pete. Yeah. I'm like, damn. Should I? Like, hey, girl, you know, I know you and Pete got a divorce, but do you mind if we kick it? Like, well, I would definitely feel weird about that.
Yeah, that's true. The other thing too to keep in mind is, you know, we're living in the age of divorce. I mean, this is happening every 5 minutes, and if you limit yourself, you're cutting off half the population right there. And I think a lot of it too is people get married for the wrong reasons, or they don't understand what they're supposed to do with a marriage. People do it because they feel like they have to, and for this, that, or the other reason. And when you do that, especially when there's like a kid involved,
I would definitely feel weird. Like, oh, you were in the pictures of mommy's wedding. Oh, now you're marrying my daddy.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Well, there's that phase of it too, but it's like, but see, the thing is, they shouldn't have gotten married in the first place, even if they had the kid. That's where these situations, a lot of these situations come from. Sometimes you get divorced and it's amicable because you know that just this, it, you know, we're fine with friends. We, you know, made a mistake, and then we try to, you know, think, convince ourselves that we should be married, and it just wasn't the right thing, and that happens, and it's okay. I mean, that's why they have that mechanism for people to kind of take a second chance at it. But
do you want that to be your? Do you want your friend to marry your ex-wife though? Do you not marry, but even get with? Do you want them to start seriously dating your ex-wife? Like, you thought that she was the one. You know, you proposed, well, and you're paying alimony.
That's the thing. Did you really? I know a lot of people who jump into marriage and they didn't necessarily think that.
But
ideally,
you did.
Yes.
You I mean, because you bought that ring, and it didn't come from Walmart. It came from, like, Target. So, come on. Like, you're like, hey, this came from Target.
It's all Kohl's, baby.
Oh, yeah. No. Ooh, Kohl's. That's sexy.
I mean, yeah, I mean, in that situation, you know, and a lot of times what it is one person's more invested than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on who that person is.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough one. You know, like I said, if somebody came to me like that, I would feel some kind of way. I don't know how I would feel about that friendship after that person told me that they want to start dating my ex-husband. Like, I don't know. I shouldn't feel some kind of way because if I've moved on, if I were not together anymore, why should it matter? But it goes both ways. But we got to go to break. Give us a call. Let us know what your opinion is about dating a friend's ex or a friend dating your ex. The number is 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
Trying to get over this damn weather. I'm just, ugh. disgusted. But you just heard music from Zoe featuring Fonte. The song was My Flame. The original was done by the great Bobby Caldwell. Yes, yes. Love Me Some Music. Right before that was CeeLo. The song was called Bodies. I'll never forget. Somebody said that CeeLo looks like a gorilla in an astronaut suit.
That's rough.
And I have never, every time I think of CeeLo, I think of that. And that was like the funniest thing in the world, because it takes, you know, it doesn't take that much to make me laugh. But tonight we're talking about double dipping. What are the rules of engagement when it comes to dealing with a friend's ex? And before the break, we were talking about somebody that sent me a message saying that they had ran into their friend's ex-husband. Their best friend's ex-husband, excuse me. And they had been divorced for 3 years, but she was interested in dating her best friend's ex-husband. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I say no, it's not a good idea at all. And I think virtually everybody that responded to this on Facebook said it was a horrible idea. Ms. Pegram, she said, a real best friend would never think about dating your ex-husband. That is unacceptable. Flag on the play, illegal contact, half the distance to the goal, automatic first down. Okay. I guess if I watch football, I get it, but I don't. Somebody said, wow, people really ask these questions. This can't be real life. And yeah, it's a real life question. They asked me this question. Wow. It would be, somebody said, it would upset me if my best friend dated my ex-wife because that woman is the devil.
I mean, that's the thing. Most divorces aren't amicable. Most of them are pretty, you know, most of them went awry. And so it's hard. The other part of it, too, you got to look at is, you know, either way, you're playing with fire. I mean, there's no doubt there. Mm-hmm. Because you never know. It's such a volatile situation, you know, especially because, you know, you can ask them. They may say it's okay 1 minute. A couple weeks later, mm-hmm. they may feel different. A couple years later, they might feel different.
But, I mean, if you're my best friend, you're the one that I confided in about him, you know,
yeah.
how this might have gone wrong or how this might have gone right. So knowing everything, you know, you're the one person, you're my confidant when it comes to my relationship. It might be good or bad. Well, I guess it's bad in that case. And then you go off and want to get with this person I had this history with. That makes me feel uncomfortable, because then I don't feel safe having these deep or in-depth conversations when it comes to my love life with you, my best friend.
That's true. I mean, that's absolutely no doubt. I think it can also work to where you look at it like, well, maybe one of my friends, but not my best friend. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be on my side with it. But then again, it depends on the type of friend. Like, sometimes your best friend is, you are complete opposites. Sometimes mm-hmm. you're exactly the same. So that might be, you know, a situation where the one combination wasn't right, but the other combination was just right. Because they're not, they're completely different people.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be a factor in it, too. You know, and you may not have realized that right away. And it's hard to say that. You know, I've seen it go both ways. There's so many different ways that people connect internally, you know, and intimately in a relationship.
But like I say, I'm still going to have that thought in the back of my mind. Like, were you guys kicking it while him and I were together? Are you the reason why he and I didn't work out? Like, I don't know. I'm going on Instagram. Miss Ange Fry, she said, hell no, unless she's searching for a beatdown. Unless her ex is Idris, no need for the drama. Ms. Hype said, absolutely not. And the fact that she's even considering it means homegirl is not her best friend.
Wow.
No, everybody says no. No. It's a resounding no. Everywhere. I can't think of anybody that said, sure, it's a good idea.
No, I wouldn't
somebody
even say
called
that.
Her a whore, though. Oh, heavens.
That's a bit much.
And then somebody thought it was me to say, how long have you been fantasized? Right.
No. At that point, I understand you had some situation. Don't project it on someone else's stuff. That's harsh.
Somebody said, when I was younger, I used to have the three my tight crew can't touch. Now, look, I think it's foul if you want to date my ex-wife. However, do y'all. Hell, it will learn me a few. It will learn me a few things. Okay. It will teach me a few things about you both, and you may deserve each other. Okay, I would be prepared to cut that friend off.
Wow.
You think that's harsh of me to do that?
I mean, I think to each their own, but maybe I'm in the minority here. I guess I'm on a different planet or wavelength or something. I mean,
I look at each case individually, and like I said, there's so many factors that could go into it.
But like I said, if it was somebody I was married to, I don't think I want that thrown in my face.
Right, but again,
I don't want you coming to the barbecue because I have like dinner parties. I don't want to invite you to. I have Black Sunday every year. I don't want you to come to Black Sunday with my ex-husband, y'all holding hands. I don't want to see that. Well, I don't want my kids going over calling you that, you know, mom number two, and I don't want to have to explain that to them while you were.
Aunt Annie is now Aunt Mommy.
Right. That's just weird to me.
I completely agree. But then again, if you're really saying that that person's not a friend, you got to respect the fact that they had the courage to come to you and ask you something.
But there's a lot of people who wouldn't. You.
They could also go behind your back and do it. They aren't in the same city.
That's true.
They
that
probably
is
not
true.
Ever find out.
But if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Got my buddy Joey LaFaro in the studio. And we're coming to you live from the IMPA Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. We are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 to midnight, that is, on rocktheflow.com. Make certain you go to the website, thisdateisover.com. You can check out some of our old radio broadcasts and post your bad date stories and whatnot. You will also see information for our upcoming brunch and relationship forum. That's the Why Am I Still Single Brunching, as I call it. That's on April 26th. It's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. at the 201 Bar in Washington, D.C. Love that place. You might remember that we had our launch for thisdateisover.com at the 201 Bar. So get your tickets. Go to thisdateisover.com. Click on the link and voila, get your texts. Because I'm looking forward to having some good food and some good dialogue with the single folks who want to know why they are still single. That's thisdateisover.com. Now, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I've been kind of at a loss for words when it comes to this subject because it's real touchy. You know, dating a friend's ex, that's a tough one. If you are knowingly dating a friend's ex, be prepared to end that friendship. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to choose love. And that love, are you going to choose the love of your friend or are you going to choose to love that ex, you know, their ex? So I don't know. I would say tread lightly if you really want to go that far because they're going to question you. And I know me personally, if it was a real deep relationship that I had with this person, I'm going to feel some kind of way about you. I'm going to think that you're not being a friend to me. I'm going to be thinking that you had these secret thoughts about my man when he was my man, when we were together. And I'm going to be thinking, okay, if I get somebody new in my life, is she going to be scoping that new person out? Is she going to be trying to take that person? But it goes both ways because if you guys aren't together anymore, he's not yours.
True.
So what do you do? Well, like I said, I say tread lightly. If it's a situation where the person, you might have slept with this person and your friend doesn't know about it and your friend is dating this new guy that happened to be one of your ex-flings, I don't know that it's necessary to tell that person because I don't know what they really have to gain by you telling them, hey, I slept with this person, especially if they really like the guy. I don't know if that's valuable information. I really don't. So, I mean, I say pray on it, think long and hard, have the conversation with the guy first or the girl first if you're in that situation, not your friend, and see if you guys can have a united front and perhaps approach it. But you know, and even ask, like, is this necessary for us to bring it up? Just act like it never happened, water under the bridge. Like, I don't know. I would say no. I don't know that I want to know. And I don't know how, like I said, how valuable it is for me to even tell my friend that I dated John in the year 2000. Like, is that necessary information 14 years later for me to reveal that to you? I would say no. If it was just a fling, I would say no. I say, you know, just let them be happy. Because I can't see how that would make them feel any better about their relationship with John or Johnny if knowing that we had sex.
Especially if you're bringing it up out of the blue. That's
right.
Even sketchier.
Hey, I know you're happy right now. But by the way, let me throw this wrench out there for you. I slept with him 14 years ago. In your face. It serves no purpose to me. But hey, you could do what you want to do with that information. But I say, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell. I don't know that I want to know that you slept with the guy. Because, you know, by me finding out that I might block that blessing, you know, because I don't, now I'm going to feel uncomfortable talking to him because in the back of my mind, I'm going to be thinking about what he was doing with you all those years ago. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I digress. Anything else you want to add, Joey?
I mean, just when you're thinking about the stuff, when you're getting ready to approach this in any shape or form, mm-hmm. most important thing is be honest and with yourself. Have a conversation with yourself first.
How would I feel?
And be honest with yourself. Don't let yourself, you know, trust your instincts. Your instincts are more likely to keep you out of trouble than anything else. And you start convincing yourself and rationalizing stuff, stop. Mm-hmm. Because that's where you're going to create problems. You're going to create problems for yourself. You're going to create problems for your friends. You're going to create problems for, you know, anyone trying to have love out of the whole triangle. You know, one side of it you'd like to see be okay at the end of it. But if you know, as minute you start convincing yourself of things, you're just heading down a path that's not going to end well for anyone. So be honest with yourself and focus on, you know, how do I really feel about this? Don't let yourself trick, you know, you want everyone to be happy. You want to move on, obviously, and have your thing and be happy. And you want your, you know, friend and your ex, that's what they really want, mm-hmm. to go be happy together. But if you can't separate your, you know, if you got to be honest with yourself, you really can't be okay with that, then don't be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Or don't say that, act like you are, because it's going to come out later and it's going to, you know, possibly destroy something for somebody.
And like Joey said earlier, oh God, I can't even get it out because I forgot that quickly. I'm doing too much multitasking right now. But you have to evaluate your friend's emotional state. Like you might not want to don't even go there with that person if you know they can't handle the truth. Like if you even have to part your lips to ask the question to me and you know somebody that I was seriously dating, I don't know. That's just weird. That is just weird. But I need to go back to somebody that made a very valuable point when I posted the question before. Oh my gosh, I can't find it. I can't find it. Hold on. Okay. 50 Shades of Black, he said, there are no rules. It's like throwing something away. You can't tell the person who dug it out of the trash what to do with it. You didn't want it. Makes no difference whether you know them or not. I'll inform the person. That's all they'll get. I don't even want to inform the person, though. I just don't.
I don't think you need to necessarily inform them, but you'd be honest with them.
Yeah, if they ask me, yes. But then, you know, with the friend, too. Like, if you ask that person, if you ask your best friend, hey, you know, I noticed that Joey gets a little uncomfortable around you. Did y'all, like, date or something back in the day? You're like, well, yeah, we kind of did, but it was a long time ago, and if they get mad at you, like, well, why didn't you tell me? You know, be understanding. Have some compassion for that person. If they didn't want to tell you because they didn't want to hurt your feelings or have any type of, you know, rift with your relationship, they wanted you to be happy with that person without being a hater, as some would call it, or a blocker. So be mindful of that and have an open mind to a certain extent, you know. If the friend is open enough to tell you what went down, don't be so quick to cut them off either.
Yeah.
If they tell you the truth, respect that friendship enough to hear the truth, accept it, and move on with, you know, remaining friends with that person.
Yeah, you always want to, I mean, it's sometimes the hardest thing to not kill the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even if the messenger is the same person who did it, but the thing is, the fact that someone's being honest with you is valuable. It is precious.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people lose that because they can't handle the information that's being given to them. But the mm-hmm. reality is, that person took the courage and the strength to go ahead and be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you how they really felt. You need to keep those people around because those are the people you can trust.
Right. So, I don't know, you have to do an emotional check. You know, try to look at things logically and try not to wear your emotions on your sleeve 24/7. Even though that's really hard when you really like a person and you love your best friend at the same time. So tread lightly.
And don't be afraid to get to like an independent third party, someone who's outside the situation. It's really hard to analyze these things on your own when you have so much invested. It's hard to take a step out and detach, mm-hmm. just so you can make a clear, you know, clear-minded decision about
it. Make certain it's a trustworthy third party, because
true.
As soon as you tell one person, like, oh, did you hear that Joey was sleeping with Steve's girl? Oh, and then that gets passed back to like 40 different people, and it gets back to Steve. See, then Steve got an attitude with you. Exactly. Because sometimes you think that person is your friend that you want to confide in. Like, you know what? I got something I got to tell to Tracy. I don't know how she's going to feel about it. Do you think I should tell her that, you know, I used to kick it with Mike back in the day? Do you think it's necessary? She's like, you know what? Let me think about it. Then she goes and tells somebody else, and that person tells somebody else. It gets back to Tracy, and Tracy, real, new name, Tracy. Tracy comes back and punches me in the eye. I don't want to have that situation. I'm very pale, and I bruise easily.
I don't doubt Tracy is somewhere out there. That's a real thing.
It probably is somebody named Tracy. I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my God. With the job I have, I've seen every name. I talked to a kid named Hammer one day.
MC? Job.
No. No, it's just first name with Hammer.
All righty then. But yeah, like I was saying, it could get back to Tracy, and Tracy could come punch me in the face and has an attitude with me because I didn't tell her. So she feels betrayed that I didn't tell her when I was saying I wanted to tell you, but I didn't get a chance to. I talked to, you know, Stephanie at first because I thought Stephanie was going to help me, you know, break the news to you, but she ends up blabbing. So what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you gotta, you know, that's another situation you gotta manage. Again, you gotta go case by case basis. You gotta know who your friends are. You gotta, you know, be willing to take that moment and really, you know, that's, I think, check yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who to trust, then maybe you need to spend more time thinking about the people around you.
But you don't know at that moment, you
know. Yeah, that's true though.
Because if Tracy just comes out of the blue and, you know, comes to your house with an attitude and she lays hands on you, you don't even know. That at that until that point, you didn't know before then that you couldn't trust Stephanie.
That's true.
With the information that you revealed to her about sleeping with her boyfriend, with Tracy's boyfriend, you know, 15 years ago.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Well, give us your opinion. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. What are the rules of engagement with dealing with a friend's ex? Do you do it? Do you not do it? Do you keep it moving? What say you? The number once again is 301-560-6992. Keep it right here on The Flow.
look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Also got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
Tell the good people how they can get in contact with you and follow you and all that jazz.
You can follow me at facebook.com/wednesday.comedy or Joey LaFaro on Facebook. And also, I'm on Instagram at... I'm LaFaro Comedy on one and Jay LaFaro Comedy on the other for Twitter and Instagram. So I'm on those as well. Dot Comedy's getting ready to do big things. You can find us every Wednesday night at Splash Lounge in Rockville if you want to come out and see a show. We have a musical guest every week. This week it's musical singer-songwriter Dan Barry. So it should be a great time.
All right. Dot Comedy. Wednesday Dot Comedy. That sounds awesome. I'm sorry, I was eyeballing. Somebody posted some ribs on Instagram. And I love ribs. My goodness gracious, if they could just bring me a plate, please. Well, you just heard music from Jeanne. The song was Crush. I love Jeanne. I wish they were back together. Lord, it's been years. But we're talking about the rules of engagement when it comes to dating a friend's ex. And, you know, in the D.C. area, the women outnumber the men. So I'm certain that a lot of double dipping is going on, whether people know it or not. And when I posted the question, you know, has anyone ever dated or slept with a friend's ex or somebody they casually dated? People are like, oh, absolutely not. That's gross. And that's this. I'm like, how gross is it? Like, if the pickings are slim for women, especially, yeah. How is that so gross to have? Should they move? Like, one way or the other, you have gone up with somebody that one of your friends has dated, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to run into that situation, especially because people don't stray out of their social networks too often. So there's higher probabilities than you see. It's kind of crazy because, and they're also, as we talked about, despite that, we still have that Why Are You Single brunch coming up anyway.
Right. It's a lot of single people out there. You know, the pickings are slim. You know, some people don't want to double dip, which I can understand. Of course, I wouldn't want to date somebody that one of my friends was sleeping with, but that's the nature of the world we live in, especially being in the D.C. metropolitan area. Perhaps I need to move. I don't know, because the pickings are a little slim. But Brooke said yes. She has dated a friend's ex. She said, I actually asked my friend's permission to date her ex. This was in high school, and I do have that rule of not dating friend's exes. She dated him for a few months, and I ended up dating him for 4 years. Wow. Kenyatta, what's up, Kenyatta? He said, yes, and I've also asked permission in another case, but never followed through.
And that's another thing, too. Sometimes, you know, it's just not worth the hassle.
Yeah, because like I said before, you know, if you're prepared to lose your friend, then go for it. It really depends on how deep of a relationship they had with that person before you jump out there. If it's just somebody they went on a couple of dates with, I don't see the big effing deal.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been in that situation like, oh, well, do you mind if I go out with so-and-so? I'm like, okay. Or a friend of mine, I guess we have similar tastes. She'll ask me, like, do you know this guy? Or, like, you know, we used to be on Plenty of Fish. And she would, you know, we would exchange pictures like, okay, this is the guy. He's effing weird. Or she'll ask me about this one guy. I was like, you know what? I think I know that guy. Send me his picture. Oh, yeah, he's crazy.
That's actually a really interesting point because we haven't talked about it. But in the age of online dating,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's significantly higher. When you talk about people having similar interests or being matched on these sites,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get thrown the same stuff. I mean,
if you're in the same area, especially, you're going to cross paths with somebody that your friend dated. And it's funny because she did go out with this one guy. He and I had actually never gone out, but we talked for a little while. But he did something. I mean, we just fell off. You know, nothing happened between a guy because mm-hmm. we never met. So we fell off, lost touch and whatnot. But she ended up going out with him, and I guess he said some inappropriate sexual stuff to her, and she kind of cut him off.
Yeah.
But, like, she told me his name. I didn't remember his name. I was like, I don't know. But she showed me his picture. I was like, oh, I did talk to him. And like a month after that, he started hitting me up again. I was like, ignored.
Yeah.
I want no parts of that.
You know, I was stuck somewhere I didn't want to be, but I was with a couple friends, mm-hmm. and we all had our Tinder apps.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like flipping through, and we noticed that we were all seeing the same girls on Tinder at the same time, mm-hmm. because it does it by location. So it's like, oh yeah, instant double dipping at the same
right.
time.
Instant, that's quadruple dipping. Tinder is interesting. That sure is a funny app. I tell you what. Now, didn't you have a situation with a friend's ex or something like that? Haven't you been in that situation before?
I've been in some weird situations. I had a situation where I was interested in a friend's ex and I asked permission. He said it was okay. It didn't work out for other, you know, between me and her.
Mm-hmm.
That was another thing. I've also had it where it was actually during the relationship that, and it was happening more than once where, you know, things weren't going the way that the couple wanted it to, and I had become close with both parties. You know, I was friends with my guy friend
mm-hmm.
both times, and then the girlfriend kind of, you know, wanted to, you know, saw that greener grass situation.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side.
Yeah.
People, the grass is greener where you water it. You know, water your own damn lawn.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's hard. I mean, sometimes it's hard because, you know, when you get in a relationship, you're there, you know, especially in those longer ones.
Mm-hmm.
People take things for granted. And so the things they might, you know, put a little less effort than they used to.
Yeah. But it sucks that somebody will put more effort into something new versus what they already had. Like, if you know what buttons to push or what your spouse likes, and then you kind of just gave up, but you want to give all the good side of yourself
yeah.
to this person, this new person, when all you had to do was do that with your own spouse and things would have been a lot better.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes it's the same amount of effort, but because you're not in the relationship, the expectations are different.
Mm.
Like, if my friend's in a relationship and she asks him to take the garbage out, and she's going to expect him to take the garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I, as a friend, offer to do it out of mm-hmm. the kindness of my heart because it's on my way, I gain more brownie points because there is no expectation for me to do that or
mm-hmm.
offer to. So it creates a sense in the mind that there's something more there than there is. It's just a nice gesture. There's nothing more to read into. But when you see someone being proactive about that,
mm-hmm.
you can't get your own man to take out the garbage for you.
Right.
Or, yeah, like,
he won't even pump my gas.
Yeah. It, you know, it's easy to do that when, you know, it's like you just, you know, it comes time in a relationship, people put expectations into, and so it becomes harder. It becomes a lot harder to impress people. It makes it really easy for someone who's not putting in a lot of effort to become impressive just by doing some basic stuff.
You'd be surprised, yeah. If he doesn't take out the trash, damn. That's the only reason why I really want to have a boyfriend. Because, you know, to do what I call the manly things. Like, I have no desire to wash my car, and you could probably see that my car is a filthy, dirty mess. I have no desire to clean up snow. I thought it would have stopped snowing by now. And I have no desire to take out any damn trash. You know, the trash room in my building, I don't like going in there. I saw a bug. It almost killed me. It didn't, but I almost killed myself because I was running from it. I tripped. And, yeah. So that if I could hire somebody to, you know, do that manly stuff around the house, like fix stuff that I don't want to fix, and I'm cool with that, you know, I'll get a boyfriend for those reasons. And maybe if he's like good in bed, okay, that'll work too, and doesn't talk too much. Well, no, he needs to talk, but you know what? I'm not talking about that. We can talk about that at the Why Am I Still Single brunch and relationship forum on April 26th. Shameless plug, yes. Go to thisdateisover.com for more details and get your tickets to attend the brunch on April 26th at the 201 bar. But the rules of engagement when dating a friend's ex, like I said before, tread lightly because I don't know. You want to get punched in the face? Go for it. But like I said, in the DC area, you are more than likely going to be dating somebody that one of your friends went out with. And it might not have worked out with them, but it might work better with you. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know that you slept with this person. I just don't want to know. Don't tell me. Please don't tell me.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, don't tell. In the words of the great Bill Clinton, I just don't want to know. So we're going to keep it right here on the flow. Going to play some more music. Give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver. It's also at DateIsOver on Instagram. And like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear this shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
How's it going, Miss Marie?
I'm just peachy. You just heard music from Usher. It was a throwback, and the song was called Throwback. That was one of my favorite Usher albums. I do believe that's on the Confessions CD when he got all kinds of... I think he got Grammys. Who the hell knows? I don't know. I can't even keep up with the stuff anymore. But I love that song by Usher. The song is called Throwback. I can't get it together because I'm so hungry right now. I should have never logged on to Instagram. I've been looking at these damn ribs every time I turn around. He's got ribs. I don't care for the beans, but he got ribs. He got green beans. He has mac and cheese and potato salad. And I think he has grilled chicken, too.
What
the hell? I need to go to wherever this barbecue is because I'm hungry as hell. But we were talking about the rules of engagement when dating a friend's ex. And I couldn't remember the name of the movie, but I had to look it up. It's called Brothers. And then the situation was... I don't know who died. Well, supposedly it was Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire and Natalie Portman. I believe Jake Gyllenhaal's character would supposedly have died in some type of war of sorts. And he was married to Natalie Portman's character. But thinking that he passed away, Tobey Maguire, that was his brother, started, you know, consoling and comforting Natalie Portman. And I guess they eventually fell in love and were going to live happily ever after until, oh, by the way, my brother's not dead. He comes back and they have a huge falling out. And of course, I didn't see the movie, but that's a real situation, you know.
That yeah, it happens more than you think.
Right.
I mean, I know a lot of guys in the armed services, mm-hmm. and a lot of them have that fear that someone's going to move on their girl while they're away. The movie Jarhead, also with Jake Gyllenhaal, mm-hmm. was another movie where, you know, the guy, you saw what happened with him. He gradually became more paranoid while he was in the service,
mm-hmm.
about things that were happening with his girlfriend. And there's some messed up stuff, with, you know, because there's also some abandonment issues,
mm-hmm.
that some of the girls go through with the guy not around, too.
Tell me about it.
And so they'll get mad at him for being in the service.
Yeah. See, let me tell you something. I need to write a blog about that because I was talking to this guy. I don't even want to say that we were dating. Like, it wasn't even anything serious, but he was active duty, military. Yeah. I told him that's not going to work for me. My love languages are quality time and physical touch. I can't touch somebody or spend quality time with somebody who's not going to be here. I respect what you do, but that's not for me. Like, it's just not going to work. And he about blessed me out and told me that I wanted some bum dude that sleeps on the couch and doesn't have a job and I'm serving my country. And I said, you know, I respect you wholeheartedly for what you do, but I know me.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person that would cheat on somebody, but hey, if put in that situation where somebody's going to be gone months, years at a time, I can't say, you know, the heart.
And you don't know what you're getting back either.
Right.
I mean, a lot
you
of
might not ever come back.
I know a couple that, you know, they both went over there, and when the husband came back, he wasn't the same person,
mm-hmm.
and they're not together anymore. I also seen it go the other way. You know, a couple met. And they, you know, they were friends for a long time and then they got to know each other and they started having like these Skype calls and stuff while mm-hmm. he was overseas. And when he got back, you know, things a couple years and, you know, things progressed and then a couple years later, now they're married. So I've seen and very happily so.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen it go both ways. I want to say that, you know, but you know, there's certain stereotypes are there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the stereotype with that situation typically is that someone, and especially with the situation where, you know, you think someone's passed on, because it's kind of a tough situation. Cause a lot of times it's the best friend, if one of them makes it back, the other one doesn't. It's like, can you look after my family for me?
Right, sure, I'll look after your family. And I would say that's probably like the only time that it's cool to like get with your friend's ex is if that friend died, which is a harsh thing to say, but I think that's probably the safest way to get with that friend's ex is if they are no longer this earth.
Right, and it's also, you know, but the thing is like, all right, was your friend single at that time when they agreed to do that? Are they taking your place type thing? Or are they doing, you know, a lot of times what it is commiserating. I mean, you had the best friend and the person, you know, his wife or significant other. You know, you can commiserate over the loss of that person. That's
right.
What can bring them together sometimes.
Right. And then you start chipping in. You start helping her take out the trash and getting the kids to school and a soccer practice. And then, you know, her car's messed up. You're going to fix it. And, you know, you're taking her to work or you know, you're helping her get groceries. You're taking her, you know, out to dinner because she's been bummed out. And then, boom, you guys are in bed together. Yeah. And then you guys develop this relationship and then you fall in love. Is that so bad?
I mean, it shouldn't be, but then you see situations like they've had in that movie where the guy turned out not to be gone after all.
Right.
And then what do you do?
Like, I'm sorry, man. I love her. So now she's trapped like, okay, well, I love my husband that I thought was dead.
Yeah.
And actually, they were brothers in the movie.
Yeah.
Hence the title, brother. So I don't know how I would deal with that situation.
That's even weirder.
Yes. Because your kids are siblings and cousins.
Yeah, I guess.
Uncle, father.
I'm lucky because me and my brother have completely different tastes. And that'll never happen. Ever.
You never know.
Oh, I know.
You're like, you know what? You know what, Janine? Joey's dead. And I told him I would take care of you. And I'm taking care of you. You're not dead. Then what?
Yeah.
Are you going to beat your brother's ass?
No, I can't say that. I love my brother too much, but... You know, things. I have trouble envisioning that scenario for some reason. I can't even fathom how that would happen.
You said y'all have different tastes. Is your brother into ugly girls?
No.
No.
What no.
Like, huh? Well, how does the taste differ?
We're just after different things. You know, we're pretty complementary by nature. So, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, it's amazing we get along as well as we do.
Mm-hmm.
We have very similar, very different things. You know, a lot of people don't even think we look alike, which is funny because when we were little, everyone thought we looked alike. And now we're adults, so people say we look nothing alike. But we have different tastes and things. We're, you know, completely different lifestyles. And stuff, so we attract different elements and you know, built completely differently. So it's there's so much difference in terms of, like, you know, he's with his girl now and I can't stand her.
What? Have you told him that? I'm certain you have.
I try to. I've hinted. I don't think they're listening right now. I hope they're not.
I know, right? If she's listening, do y'all live close by?
No.
Okay, because. I don't want you to go home and you get up tomorrow and your tires are slashed.
Gosh, that ain't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to the family reunion or to the barbecues this summer and she throws some hot beans in your face.
She's not gonna make that trip. She's not gonna make that trip.
How you gonna? He's not gonna bring her?
She doesn't like to come down no more.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to some more music. Give us a call. The number's 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We're talking about the rules of engagement when it comes to dating a friend's ex. I say it's okay to date a friend's ex if they're dead. Which is so inappropriate. But I can't think of any other way to say it. Like,
I mean,
if they're dead, like, maybe that wouldn't be frowned upon as much.
Wait like a year. Like,
no,
give that.
I would say wait a couple of years. Like, if they were married for 20 years, maybe you want to wait 20 more years or maybe 10 or 15 before you tread in that pond with that friend's ex.
I mean, you really want to make sure they got the closure they needed, because otherwise you're going to be fighting a ghost. I mean, that's something too. You don't want to be in a situation where you're constantly battling, you know, you want to be the number one person in this person's world as much as they are in yours. And
you'll always be my number
you're
two.
You're always going to be number two because you're up against a ghost. And they can do no wrong because they're a ghost.
But you never, I mean, can we honestly say that we're somebody's number one though? Like, you know, there have been people before you.
That's true.
They've chosen people before you. So they might have met your friend first and it just hit it off at that time. And then after you came to the picture, they realized, like, oh, damn, this is the person I should have been with
all along. That can happen.
It can happen. It happens a lot. But like I said before, we're getting ready to go to some more music. So give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got Joey LaFaro in the studio. What's up, Joey?
What's going on, Miss Marie?
And we are talking about double dipping. Is it okay to date a friend's ex? But you just heard music from Lauryn Hill. The song was When It Hurts So Bad. I forgot what album that's on, but I love that song by the great Lauryn Hill. I actually saw on Facebook she was in concert like 2 days ago. I'm hating. I think it was like in Jersey, though.
I haven't heard anything out of Lauryn Hill in years.
Right. I thought, you know, she's been in and out of jail, you know, for this whole tax thing, which is crazy, but whatever. Dating a friend's ex. And here's a foul ex story that most people know about. Good old Simon Cowell.
Oh, no.
Yes. What was this, a couple years ago? It wasn't that long ago that... You know, he was on vacation with, you know, when I guess his best friend and his best friend's wife. But, of course, Simon Cowell, being Simon, decided to smash the homie's girl.
Oh,
got
no.
her pregnant. They got a baby together. Would you still be friends with Simon Cowell? This your best friend? And you know he's like 50.
Why would you be friends with Simon Cowell in the first place?
I mean, he's an honest man. He's brutally honest. So
is he? Is he really?
Yes, he... You heard him tell people the truth on American Idol. Look, you cannot sing.
Was it the truth or was he just being a jerk?
He like, was telling the truth. Like, you are terrible.
I feel like he let some people through on looks.
Well, that too, because you can look good and have an okay voice versus being hideous and have a hideous voice.
Oh, thank you, Mark Tepo, and that's what I'll push you through to the next round.
Man, but yeah, he impregnated his best friend's girl. And they got a baby. Are you still going to be friends with him?
I can't picture a world where I'd be friends with Simon Cowell.
Well, take Simon Cowell out the picture. Say it's your best friend.
I would have
friend,
trouble with that.
Your best friend, George.
He had sex with my current girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like friendship over. I can't. Like, that's just ridiculous. You can't control yourself to that degree.
Hey, she's hot.
That's not an excuse.
She's really hot, man. What do you expect me to do? I'm a man. She looked at me. She winked. She walked by and she smelled good. She smelled like Skin So Soft.
See, now people are talking about getting injured. That's what's going to happen next.
She smelled like Skin So Soft. What was I supposed to do? Well, you know what?
I don't know if they
were together. I thought they were together. Maybe that was his ex. I don't know. But she was definitely with Simon's best friend, and he tapped that, and she has his child.
Let's ask it. Let's be real, though. I mean, it's not like she's completely innocent here.
Oh, absolutely not.
Like,
oh, no. I slipped on the banana peel, and I fell right on his penis.
Whoa.
Would you believe that if she told you that? Those damn banana peels. They do it every time.
I hate bananas.
Damn banana peels, man. You know, like... I didn't mean to slip on. And you know, that's the thing that kills me. First of all, you're going to cheat, but then you're going to have sex raw, though. You're just not going to use a condom. Really? Now I got to look at this child now.
Like, yeah, like, what were you thinking?
Like, you're just going to do it raw? Like, and there's so many people that will do that.
I mean, that could be just, like, you know, some people try to, I don't know, maybe because Simon's famous.
He has boobs, though.
Oh,
he has titties.
I can't picture a world where I would want the man in my zone at all.
But I wouldn't want to hit that. But, you know, I guess money talks, because if Simon Cowell said he wanted to go on a date with me, I wouldn't turn it down. It's not like we're going to go to freaking Chevy's. I know we're going to go to, like, actual Mexico or try to get some...
child support she's going to get from that?
She's going to get some nice child support from
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But I don't know if I want to go through, like, the act of having sex with a man with titties. Like,
well, I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying there's a motivation there. I personally don't think that, I think it's a bit extreme. And I think that's kind of repugnant, but...
I don't know. Ugh. But it's almost that time for us to get out of here. So thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the show. We were talking about the rules of engagement when it comes to dealing with a friend's ex. And I don't know if I did a good job of telling you what to do, what not to do, because as I've been saying all night, I'm all over the place. So thank you, Joey, for joining us tonight. Any parting words about dating a friend's ex? You know, double dipping. I put my hand up on your hip. When you dip, we dip. I dip. Well, when I dip, you dip. We dip.
I think as long as you know, and that's really key, right? You know, and know where people are at, know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
emotionally.
Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Just knowing who your friends are as people, and you know, mm-hmm. being able to read people, being able to understand, you know, if your friends are really your friends, mm-hmm. you should know them.
Well, I don't know.
But more than that,
you don't always know. But go for it.
Most thing you can control is know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So take that time, make sure that you know whichever way, you know, whatever your judgment has to be in a situation when you got to make that call. The only thing you can control is that you're honest with yourself.
Right. I mean, I think my buddy 50 Shades of Black said it best. So you can't, if you throw something away, you can't control what somebody else does if they dig it out of the trash.
Exactly.
Like, you cannot control that person's actions. As I said before, if you are considering dating that person's, your friend's ex, just have an idea of how deep that relationship was. Like, if it was a really, really deep relationship, I don't know that you want to tread in that pond. You know, I think you'll be better served trying to find somebody else. I mean, I get in the D.C. area, you know, in major metropolitan areas, the women probably outnumber the men. But you really, really need to think long and have a sober second look and, you know, write down the pros and cons of you being with this person that was with your friend. You know, that was your friend's ex. You know, write that down and write down the pros and cons of your friendship. Like, is it really worth losing your friendship with this person? Are you prepared for them to never speak to you again? So consider all of that when going down that lane with their ex. You know, if this is somebody that they were head over heels in love with, if this was where their college sweetheart or whatnot, and only a couple of years has passed, might not be such a good idea. But perhaps if the person has, you know, moved on with their lives, they've gotten married, they have kids now, you know, they're happy, maybe it's okay. But I would highly recommend that you start looking at somebody else that's not been with one of your friends. That's the ideal situation, to meet somebody organically and not through one of your friends, especially if they were in a long-term relationship with that person. But if you do decide to go down there, down that road, talk to your friend about it and be very, very clear that they may not ever want to speak to you again, because they might not want to be reminded of that hurt or whatever happened in that relationship with that person. You know, especially if you are used to going to that your friend's house, you guys fellowship a lot together, he or she might not want to hang out with you any longer. Especially with the ex being in the picture. They might unfollow you on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, because they don't want to see pictures of you with their ex. Especially if it's somebody they were married to and they have kids with. That's just totally weird. But have that conversation with your friend and take it from there. But be prepared to no longer have that friend in your life ever.
Yeah.
But as we were saying earlier, if it's a different situation, if that person is dating somebody that you used to sleep with, you know, just a casual relationship, nothing serious, I would also suggest that perhaps you not tell that friend.
Yeah.
Unless they ask you. Don't just go out volunteering that information. I think that's kind of weird. I don't want anybody to tell me, well, I used to sleep with so-and-so. Unless his penis is really small, then perhaps you can tell me. That way I don't even go there, because then I'll be disappointed. So, you know, I don't know. And of course, if they have an STD, yeah, if it's something crazy like that, or if they're like abusive, of course you should tell them. But if you see that they're happy with this person and it was really nothing between you and that guy or that woman other than sex, I don't know that you need to just come out and say it. I don't know how, if it's really worth that discussion.
Be careful of that comment, the side comment to like, oh yeah, you know, I used to date her too.
Right.
That, because you never know when that's going to boomerang itself back around to your friend, even if you didn't want to bring it up that way. And that's even worse.
So, yeah, just really write down, like, if I was in the situation, like, if I was so-and-so and I found out that my friends, ask yourself, would you want to know? So, you know, take a sober second look at that too. Talk to that person that you used to sleep with and say, hey, I know we kicked it a few years ago. Do you think it's necessary for us to tell Stephanie that we used to kick it? So have that conversation. And, you know, of course, as the friend, you don't want to be the last to know. But do you really need to know? is the question. But if the person does decide to tell you, be receptive to that information. Don't try to cut your friend off. Because a lot of times we will cut our friends off like, oh my gosh, you owe me $2 and you never paid me back. And you'll never speak to that friend again, which is totally stupid. But yeah, that's all I got to say. I ain't got nothing else. That's all I got. You got anything else?
I'm out.
Tapped out? Yep. I'm tapped out too. So thanks once again for joining us tonight. And make sure you come back each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. And also check out some of the other great programming that we do have here on The Flow. We've got a lot of great stuff. The website once again is rocktheflow.com. Make certain that you also go to thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes and get your tickets to our upcoming event in April, which is a couple days away. And like I say, you know, take a quick pause, say happy early birthday to my niece, Kendall, who gives that little drop. I'm Kendall. That's my baby cake. She's turning 9 on April the 1st. OMG.
That's awesome.
My baby cakes is growing up, which makes me older, and that makes me sad for a hot second. But happy early birthday to my niece, Kendall. Love you to pieces. But like I said before, go to the website, thisdateisover.com. Get your tickets to the relationship forum and brunch on Saturday, April 26th, 1 to 4 at the 201 Bar. Go to thisdateisover.com. Get your tickets today before we sell out. So that's it. That's all I got. Thanks once again. What's up to my friend Ray, also known as Sweet Baby Ray. Appreciate you tuning in. I got your text. Thank you so much, sweetie. But that's it. Let me start rambling. I'm hungry. I'm about to figure out where these ribs are and get some. And I'm going to bed. So you guys have a great week. I hope that it becomes spring and it warms. It gets warmer. I'm tired of this damn cold, but I'm shutting up. So thank you guys. God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Snacks.